This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Any of y'all out there feel like we're on an hour early today? Is it just me? I've got to change from ST to DT, which is standard time to daylight time. And man, what's the point? What is the point? I don't know. It's not the same. When we grew up, Super Don, and we were looking forward to daylight time, we were, you know, daylight till midnight. Well, for us kids, it was great. We got to stay out extra late at night. But I've lost sense of the purpose for it. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. How many Americans are out there growing crops in the field that this is beneficial to them? And even those that do, is there any validity to the claim that if we just change the clocks ahead an hour, we're all going to be good, the crops are going to be happier, everybody will be fed? Sorry, I just got to get that out of my system before we start our broadcast week. I'm like, ah! EDT, PDT, PST, and some will change, some will not. And now, as we're transitioning our show weekdays to daytime as well, I guess it's as good a time as any just to kind of shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, I actually had forgotten about it. And so when I woke up this morning, I'm like, man, what is going on, man? God, I'm tired and it's still dark outside. And I was like, oh, crud. Okay. Well, here we go again. So, yeah. All yeah, right. I'm with you. I mean, there's a couple of states. What is it? Arizona and Hawaii that don't screw around with the clocks. It's kind of an inviting situation there, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't mean to start the week on a complaint. It's just silly. I think
complain.
You know what? I think in our lifetime, this is not a big prediction, but maybe even by next year, I think they're just going to eventually do away with it. People are just going to say, you know what? Just stay on one time zone. Just figure it out and just roll with it. I think that time is over. But I could be wrong, and maybe we'll be censored just for bringing it up. How's that? What else are they going to call for as far as we can't have you guys talking bad about daylight savings time? Next thing you know, you might be talking bad about vaccines. Good Lord. And next thing you know, the social media networks will start clamping down on the dissemination of what they call misinformation and disinformation. Of course, what is that? What is the definition of disinformation? For me, it's pretty much anything the mainstream media reports. With it, you know, Super Don's here, so I can't say it's all disinformation and misinformation. But when you really step back from it, you look at the kind of, I don't know, it's like a tidal wave of, oh my gosh, these anti-vaxxers are taking over the world. We've got to do something about it. Shut them down, clamp them down. Let's have a hearing. Let's have a hearing in the Senate. And we'll pick four pro-vaccine people with conflicts of interest, extraordinary economic conflicts of interest, and one teenager at 18, who decided to vaccinate, despite his parents, his mom going, don't vaccinate. And you know, the world is coming to an end here. And we've been obviously on top of the absurdities, the claims since this thing began and long before it, because we've been talking about, obviously, the unpopular opinions, the non-consensus perspectives on vaccines since I've been on radio, 1999, now 2019, 20 years later. So we're not some Johnny-come-latelys to this thing. But the calls for censorship, You know, that when I was doing this early on and we were catching kind of nasty, you know what, from people that were upset that we would speak ill of vaccines ever, they weren't calling for censorship way back when, Super Don. Now, it's like, my gosh, we can't have this happen. Anybody even discussing it in a private group on Facebook needs to be clamped down on. You've got openly senators, congressmen on the state level and the national level, federal level, calling for abolition, basically, of the First Amendment. First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, freedom of the press, right? This is freedom of speech, all of that stuff. It's like, well, no, when it comes to vaccines, the founding fathers didn't mean that. They didn't mean freedom of the press when it comes to, openly talking about that vaccines might injure or kill you. Is it a fact that they might injure or kill you or your kid? Well, yeah, that's beside the point. We can't do that.
Depends on who you ask, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Rand Paul brings it up, Senator Paul brings it up in the Senate hearing, and suddenly it's like, no, vaccines don't cause autism. Well, did Senator Paul mention autism? No. He mentioned the vaccine, National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And so a straw man has to be built. Senator Paul, you're wrong. These things don't cause... Did he bring that? No. This is the game. This is a sick game. When people in America are not really just up in arms against every call for censorship. Every call for censorship. Instead going, yep, we need to stop this dangerous speech from happening. We can't have moms and dads who had healthy kids and then got vaccinated and then they're not healthy anymore talk about their experiences. Because we know the founding fathers, when they wrote the First Amendment, which once again does not grant you a freedom of speech, it protects freedom of speech because that's yours by virtue of your birth, that government should not encroach upon it, nor anyone else. But, of course, the founding fathers didn't foresee a time when the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism would violate the First Amendment, become the state-sanctioned religion. They didn't see a time when people would rebel against forced injections. Because the founding fathers, they definitely saw an America where we really need to get doctors special exalted status and maintain it by force and fraud, that they should be able to force medicate you, force inject you and your children against your will, against your religious beliefs. Because, of course, that thing about the First Amendment and freedom of religion, that was just a mere suggestion. It wasn't something that we really meant, was it, Super Don?
Well, you know, it's like First Amendment, I guess, for certain people is what it is that we've got going on here. Because listen,
class.
We have talked before about the court cases where the pharmaceutical companies have fought for their First Amendment right. Right? It's freedom of speech that we can go and tell the doctors that our drug is better than the other people's drug and give them a Subway sandwich, give them tickets to the Knicks game. Right. That's freedom of speech. You can't violate that freedom of speech. But, you know, I think it's an interesting analogy if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because the drug companies that are selling the pharmaceutical drugs, which even by the CDC's own numbers, are killing hundreds of thousands of people a year. Mm-hmm. More people that are dying from the measles, that's for sure.
Not even close.
Right?
Yeah. So, all right, let's get to the bottom of the Facebook thing, right? Everybody's worried, are we going to get banned on Facebook? Well, we got to temper some excitement, enthusiasm, and or dread. Because it isn't an all-out ban, is it, Super Don? I mean, they're talking about moderating and modulating. And again, I'm not saying I'm in favor of this. But, you know, we have to put a kind of a balanced perspective because, you know, we've got intellectual integrity here. And, Super Don, what would you say is the realistic concerns we have about social media and censorship on the vaccine issue? And what is an overblown reaction? Or is there one?
Well, okay, here's the deal. And I'm going to pat myself on the back for this because I called this weeks ago when I know there was a lot of concern. People thought, oh, they're going to kick us off of Facebook and we can't be on Facebook anymore. Basically, what they're going to be doing is they're trying to make it look like they're jumping on the censorship train. Mm-hmm. Without fully censoring people. It's more going to be, let's call it suppression, than censorship. And there's a reason for this, because people are already leaving Facebook in droves. Facebook has also been facing fines due to data breaches and selling people's information to companies for targeted ads and stuff. And so they've been losing a lot of money. And the problem is if they full-out censored people on this particular topic, not only would they lose enormous amounts of people that are concerned about vaccines, but you'd also lose a lot of people that would just be like, I can't believe you're censoring people, and sure. If you're going to censor them, when are you going to censor me, right?
And this goes into the backfire that we're going to talk with Jeffrey Jackson about today.
Right. So basically, here's what's going to happen. They are going to start taking a harder look at things like groups and pages versus personal people, your personal profiles. Yeah. They're going to be reducing the amount of results that have anything to do with what they would call anti-vaccine misinformation from the search results. Like when you type it into the search bar, that it's not going to show groups and pages that they consider to be spreading vaccine misinformation. They're going to be rejecting any and all ads that they can link to any type of vaccine misinformation. And I think kind of the saving grace on this situation for us is that what's going to happen is they are not going to be disabling personal accounts. So the people that are listening to this show right now, if you have a personal Facebook account and you share an article talking about something that they would perceive as negative about vaccines, they're not going to disable that. They're not going to take that away from you. So at the end of the day, after they incorporate everything that they're saying they're going to do here, if you want to try and preserve the free flow of information about vaccines, like what we talk about here on this show, it's going to be imperative that when you see these things, you share them. Because as a personal page, if you share the information, it's still going to get out there. And your friends are still going to see it.
Super Don, even better, sign up for email alerts at robertschiavdell.com.
And that too. Sure.
Listen, there's another story I need to hit real quick here before we bring on Jeffrey Jackson. And it's about an unvaccinated boy. Again, there's no such thing as unvaccinated because you can't unvaccinate. Not vaccinated, okay? He nearly died from tetanus. The cost of his care was almost $1 million. This is on NBC News. This is from 2 years ago. Suddenly now it's a big story? Kid gets tetanus on his farm, which how often does this happen? Even in Oregon where there are a lot of farms and a lot of farm animals, we know that if you get a cut and that certain contaminated manure, if it has the tetanus, the toxoid that is very dangerous, yes, we don't disagree with that. But then they go, oh my gosh, the parents refused the tetanus vaccine, even after. I'm like, what kind of numbnut thinks the vaccine works after you already have tetanus? That's nonsense. Besides the fact there's a BMJ article here, if you can add that to the notes, that talks about even if you're fully vaccinated, there have been cases reported of succumbing to the tetanus toxoid. Folks, we've got homeoprophylaxis, and by the way, it's not a communicable disease, tetanus. You don't catch it from anyone else.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place where censorship goes to die. The Robert Scott Bell Show. How's that? I've never said something like that, Super Don, because it's always positive and uplifting.
Impressive.
And
you should have done your low voice, though.
Oh, I should have.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Go ahead.
Censorship. What was it? How did you say even get?
The place where censorship goes to die. You like that? I like that.
I will have to create something with that. Yes.
Let's check in with our intrepid reporter, our good buddy Jeffrey Jackson. What do you think, buddy? What do you think about censorship dying here?
Well, I think that's really great. I think free speech is alive and well on this show. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Well, your latest article shows that our concerns, which, you know, listen, we're concerned anytime somebody tries to shut us down or any of our friends or anybody speaking out, even things we disagree with because of what it means, totalitarianism, if you will. It is the antithesis of the, you know, the American experience or what it was designed to be. Yet we also predicted that it wouldn't work. Calls for censorship would backfire.
That's right. That's right. You know, all I can say for myself, all my work has led up pretty much to this moment with the vaccine information. We've been covering this stuff, saying, like, look, this is taking, I've heard it been called the totalitarian tiptoe. It's inch by inch going in a certain direction, which history shows if it keeps going this direction, it's going to lead to full censorship, and here we are. And, you know, starting out on a kind of a light note, there's this thing called the Streisand effect. And in 2003, Barbara Streisand, American entertainer, she attempted to suppress and hide photographs of her house in Malibu. And what that did was, in turn, because the internet was just getting started, it had the opposite effect. And it people flooded to these pictures, and everyone shared these pictures. So this is kind of what we're seeing at the beginning of this vaccine censorship called for by Representative Adam Schiff and a lot of other people in government. Is there's like a light Streisand effect going on at this point of it. Mm-hmm. We see with Amazon, there's a couple bellwethers there. J.B. Hanley's book, How to End the Autism Epidemic, that went from about 5,000 in best-selling books to 106. And it's also number one in three different categories. At the time when I wrote the article, it shifts around quite a bit, but it raced up to the top. And then, you know, probably the most important story is Vax, so the documentary film. Amazon took off the streaming ability, so no longer can watch it. You can just buy it on there for how long, I don't know. But yes. Vax went to number nine in all movies category, behind like three Oscar-winning movies that just were released. So it surged its popularity, which had the opposite effect of censoring it.
I saw Dell point that out and said, yeah, come on, keep on calling for censorship. Although, as he pointed out, it wasn't to sell more. It was just, you know, this is how it works. It's the acknowledgement that you're benefiting us. Adam Schiff, thank you for calling for outright censorship on us. It has raised this, as I talked to Superdon earlier, about people that were on the fence, but maybe not even thinking about this at all. It's just not on the radar. Most Americans probably not even thinking about this ever. Now they're all being confronted with, whoa, they don't want people in America to talk about vaccines and injuries. I want to know more about that. And that's inevitably what is happening.
Exactly what's happening. And I'm curious what they're going to do next, because they can't really go much further than the censorship they've been doing. I'm not sure. I'm writing an article right now. I'm not sure really what to call it, but it's basically on this past week's move. So we have Facebook censoring, and we have YouTube. Facebook's kind of the big story. They're demoting articles. They're removing content. It's all over the place. And Facebook is a big social media site where a lot of the vaccine truth is shared, along with YouTube. And I know a lot of people on YouTube have their videos just completely removed. So this is kind of interesting, but perhaps in the next segment we can talk about what this means for America. I think this is the most important topic. You know, I'm biased because I cover this a lot, but,
sure,
you know, there's Russians in the news cycle and the Trump's collusion with Russia. I think this is child's play compared to what this vaccine censorship means for America and the very fabric of American life.
Well, and some of the irony here is, of course, we've been called Russian bots online because of our stance on vaccine freedom. In other words, the freedom to choose. Yes, I have a specific reason or many specific reasons why my children are not and never will be vaccinated. And now my son is 19. So far, he hasn't rebelled like Ethan Lindenberger. And I don't think he will, because we've imbued our perspectives and we've talked openly and intensely about the details of these things. And when you look below the surface, below the media's veneer about vaccines, it's a sordid tale. It's a horrific tale of destruction and death and injury and chronic disease. And it is anti-freedom. Yes, I said that. It is un-American to mandate really just about, well, anything you can think of. Certainly to mandate injections that could kill you, and they have. But not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where censorship goes to die, and not you and me. How's that? We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An Ethiopian Airlines passenger jet crashed after taking off from the Ethiopian capital this morning, killing all 157 people on board. Airlines CEO Tewolde Jebremariam toured the crash site.
We have not been able to determine the cause. As I said, it is a brand new airplane.
8 Americans are among the dead. Tornadoes and strong winds were reported in parts of the south central United States Saturday. 2 injuries were reported after a tornado touched down in Arkansas. A tornado was confirmed just outside Dallas, and strong winds tore away roofs in Mississippi. And tornado season is just getting started. If the Senate votes this week to block his national emergency declaration to build a wall, President Trump is expected to issue a veto. Republican El Paso Mayor DeMargo on whether or not the declaration is necessary.
I do know that there is a need for a comprehensive immigration reform policy coming out of Washington.
Margo making his comments on CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, this is not a statement of self-importance here, but I'm going to say this. Why listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? Why share the Robert Scott Bell Show? And it's not just me. Like I said, share natural news articles, Mike Adams, the Health Rangers, share Highwire, Del Bigtree, Jeffrey Jackson articles. Because the mainstream media, pharmaceutically conflicted as it is, has every incentive to suppress information. Or just not publish it. Or slant it in a way that directs you into fear. Fear of the germ. Right? The basic psychological operation on planet Earth is that germs cause disease. From there, all of this mess springs. Vaccines, drugs, everything. And, of course, our goal and role has been to empower you with information that they are not approving of, right? We're unapproved by any government agency. That's why you can pretty much count on what we say as being correct most of the time. And if it's not, Super Don will tell me. So the idea here is, can we have discussions about viewpoints that are dissenting from consensus? And is consensus the way science really is done? Well, if 51% of scientists believe something to be true, it becomes true. That's science, really? Go back to Copernicus. Let's do, you know, we can go through all of that. So the point I was making on the break, Super Don, and Jeffrey Jackson is here discussing it with us, that I believe they're setting up. They want to take, it's opportunistic, like an opportunistic infection. If we see an outbreak of something, coughing, right? Could be due to pollution and inversions. We're going to blame it on a virus, and anybody that stands against our role and goal to vaccinate all of you will be called a public health threat or menace. And we will gather up all of the fearful Americans that don't know this stuff to kind of pitchforks and, you know, kind of be violently against you, dehumanize you. We've talked about that, going after so-called anti-vaxxers, which are primarily ex-vaxxers, right? Even I, Robert Scott Belshow, was vaccinated as a child fully, to the extent that they had a schedule back in Generation X's days, and it was much lighter than it is, obviously, today for millennials and post-millennials. So the question is, why share media that has opposing views to consensus? Because it's the only way you're going to get information that you can digest and ruminate on and discuss and come to conclusions that are not preordained by those elite pharmaceutical controllers who want to drug you and poison you to health, which is a nonsense starter to begin with. So, Jeffrey Jackson, I've set it up. Take it away.
Well, it's all wonderful, and I like to look at this as we stand now before anything future happens, through the lens of what Rand Paul called the American story. Mm-hmm. So America has a distaste being forced to do things, especially when it comes to individual sovereignty, bodily integrity. And, you know, we have 1765, there's a Quartering Act, and that was to house British troops in the colonists' home. And one of the big complaints about that was they wanted to be able to give consent before that happened, and this act did not allow that. So, you know, that was one of the things that led to the revolution. And then we have the Jim Crow laws, late 19th and early 20th century, and this basically institutionalized educational and economic disadvantages for African Americans. So we have these examples of discrimination, prejudice, institutionalized segregation. And this is, you know, when it's happening, the consciousness of the people, a lot of times the dominant consciousness, it can never really wrap their heads around it. It's only until you can look back through history and go, oh, that was wrong. And I think we're one of those inflection periods again right now. We're at a point where it's not British soldiers, it's not the Jim Crow laws, and you have the Southern, you know, primarily a Democratic Party at that point.
Yeah.
You have a corporatocracy, you have pharmaceutical companies this is coming down upon, and it's they're forcing themselves into our house, our most holy of holy houses, our body. And it's really interesting that, you know, especially those in government can't see this. And, you know, we talk about the payments to government officials. So a lot of them are on the take of Big Pharma. That's fine. But the ones that aren't, that should understand the American story, they should be seeing what's going on. We have over 100 bills across the U.S. right now, and they're being voted on. Active legislation. This is a time. This is the exact moment we need open debate. And at this exact moment, you have the town squares of big social media shutting down all debate. Of anything that runs counter to Big Pharma's limited talking points. This is a terrible situation that's happening right now. I am writing an article right now, and I quote Representative Strickland, Jonathan Strickland out of Texas, and he said, when it comes to the mandatory vaccination laws, not even the censorship, just the laws, he says, quote, what you are doing right now is throwing gas on your enemy's movement. These people were not motivated to be involved politically before you tried to shove it down their throats with government mandates.
Right.
He's talking about mandated vaccines. So here's someone that can see it, and the censorship is just further adding to where there's smoke, there's fire.
They can't contain themselves, though, Jeffrey. I just think that even though they should know better, maybe they do, they're like, but we got to say something, we got to stop them, right? They would not allow it to be, again, a non-issue for most people, because most people were not engaged in this, had no earthly idea about vaccine injury, and now thankfully, due to these hearings, due to the calls for censorship, maybe millions more people are going to know about this, and they can't stop themselves for these calls from censorship. We're warning them. We told them.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the article I'm writing today has to do with the word misinformation. This word has been used to take away our speech, and no one's ever defined it. This is the big thing that it's a big head scratcher for me, because Facebook just had a press release 2 days ago and talked about this gigantic internal apparatus that they've set up now to combat, quote, misinformation. They never defined it. Representative Schiff, in his letter to Facebook and Amazon and YouTube and Google, never defined misinformation. Meanwhile, as I'm watching this whole thing go down, I'm seeing only misinformation coming from Representative Schiff, Lamar Alexander, Tony Fauci, basically government organs is where the information, misinformation is coming from. And it was in this health committee last week that Lamar Alexander said that vaccines adhere to the gold standard of safety testing. Yes. There's a lie. And basically this guy is he's on Representative Schiff's wavelength saying this information needs to be shut down, the misinformation. And I found this quote from John F. Kennedy in the same health committee in 1962, just to show how far we've come. The health committee nowadays is trying to censor speech. This is John F. Kennedy's quote from that same committee. He says, "We are not afraid to entrust the American people with unpleasant facts, foreign ideas, alien philosophies, and competitive values. For a nation that is afraid to let its people judge the truth and falsehood in an open market is a nation that is afraid of its people. I think we're at a point right now where the government is afraid of its people." And as the Constitution says in our Founding Fathers, that's actually a good place for us to be, because we want them afraid of us and our ideologies.
Right. What is it going on like in France or Italy? It isn't the voting that's causing politicians to change their tune. It's the threat of guillotines, right? Honestly, and our founders knew that. Even Jefferson, you know, Thomas Jefferson talked about the blood of tyrants. The threat of being voted out is ridiculous, right? You vote the bums out, new bums come in, and they get paid to do the same stuff, with very, very rare exception. So the recognition that your power lies in your ability to either A, withdraw consent, or B, react in a way that threatens very directly the life, liberty, or property of those who are being threatened right now, which is all of the people who have a different view on vaccination, threatening us with misinformation. Now, we can define misinformation clearly, because we can point out when Schiff says something, or somebody, Lamar Alexander, says something, we can show you exactly where it's false. In fact, I tweeted back to Lamar Alexander. I said, "Gold standard? By gold standard, do you mean placebo-controlled double-blind studies which have not been conducted? What gold standard are you referring to?" And so we can actually point out, when they call us misinformation or disinformation agents, they say, "You're Russian bots." Well, whether we are or not, of course, it's silly. What's the disinformation and misinformation we're promoting? Jeffrey, you're a reporter. What are we doing?
I'm just following where the information leads me. It's interesting that Facebook's grand misinformation kind of big brother apparatus that they're using couldn't even detect the lies in Schiff's letter that was asking them to stop misinformation. So the public can't really trust Facebook on this, because they can't even look at it in the letter, which is clearly obvious to a lot of people who understand the facts around this issue. So this is looking at it, trying to look at it objectively. We know Facebook is going to be totally biased. And Representative Posey, Bill Posey out of Florida, he said he wrote a letter to Mark Zuckerberg and asked, "Has Facebook ever taken money from pharmaceutical companies, from anybody promoting vaccines, from government officials, anybody that received grants from pharmaceutical companies?" So there's a clear conflict of interest at that point.
Clearly, the conflicts of interest are on the rise here. So what, if anything, did we learn from the sham-scam Senate hearing with four so-called pharmaceutically conflicted experts, as I'll call them, promoting consensus, and one 18-year-old who had been, I hear, partially vaccinated. In fact, a couple of shots he got in childhood. But what have we learned? Super Don, if anything, I think it's the government is not promoting freedom of discussion, freedom of thought. They have adopted an Orwellian reality, and they are trying to convince Americans that freedom of speech really isn't good when it comes to this particular topic.
Yeah, well, that's obvious, where it's still probably one of the things that happened with these hearings that had me the most flabbergasted, and we've talked about this, is where they just completely skipped around everything that Rand Paul talked about, with the one exception, there was one doctor that responded to what he said. Mm-hmm. But even that doctor, you know, that basically called Rand Paul out for being more for liberty than for protect, you know, because he, I guess, liberty is more important than people dying. You know, it's just some kind of right. dumb analogy that he put together. But the mm-hmm. fact that they just completely skip over any discussion at all about vaccines causing any injury at all to anybody. Mm-hmm. Like it just doesn't exist. And I'll tell you, it was these hearings that really brought me down to some reality and in relating to these autism moms. That I can't imagine what it's like for them to be out there with these children that have been injured by vaccines, and it's like nobody even, like, even wants to even acknowledge the fact that they exist. It's like they're invisible, right? No, your mm-hmm. kids weren't really injured by vaccines. And so we're not even going to talk to you. We're not going to let you speak. We're not going to let you be on camera. We're going to hide you in some hall in the back of the building. This is crazy stuff, man. I've never seen it this crazy before.
Absolutely amazing. Did we lose Jeffrey Jackson, by the way?
No.
I think I'm here. No, he's there. Okay.
Jeffrey, take us to break. We got a little bit of final thoughts here.
Yeah, what those hearings signaled to me was that the words anti-vaxxer, misinformation, whatever they mean, we've never been given a definition of them, are preferred by the government to focus on over its people facing any shortcomings they might have in Big Pharma's issues.
Right, well said. And the articles that Jeffrey has written and will read and write, we're going to link to, as we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We have so many things to discuss, including our new format of the show starting up on the 18th of March. We might even get the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, in for a discussion here online live.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we may have a very big surprise in hour two. I'm just chatting with Mike Adams behind the scenes here, and he says it sounds like he could come on board and go live with us to talk about some of these issues. And Mike doesn't do a lot of broadcast radio or media interviews. He's so busy. I think there's 10 of him some days because of all the things that Natural News and all of the websites are doing. But get ready, folks. This could be an interesting hour, too, coming up on the show. So, but before we get there, upcoming events, robertscottbell.com, Super Don, if you want to just go through them real quick, remind, because some of the new radio listeners may not know about that or how to plug in, and then we'll get into our Generation X concerns.
All right. Well, we are in the midst of the Thyroid Reset Summit, which is free and online, which you can still sign up for. And by the way, everything I'm talking about here is at robertscottbell.com on the upcoming events page, where everything is listed in a nice, orderly fashion there for you. Coming up on March 18th, the Perimenopause Summit will be coming up. On March 29th and 30th, Robert's going to be in Denver, Colorado for the NOCO Hemp Expo, broadcasting live there with our friends at CB Sciences. Coming up in April, Total Health 2019 in Toronto, Canada. There's a Chronic Lyme Disease Summit, which you definitely will want to get plugged into April 15th. We've got Autism One coming up May 22nd in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then if you haven't done it yet, please, if you're able to make it to Pasadena Saturday, May 25th, the Advanced Medicine Conference with Dr. Roshan Batar, and also speaking there will be Robert Scott Bell, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Del Bigtree is going to be there, Ty Bollinger is going to be there, Patrick Quillen is going to be there, so that's definitely something you want to get plugged into, and there are still discounts available if you sign up now.
Sweet. And by the way, you don't have to be a little lady to go to Pasadena, just as you know.
Please.
We're all going to be there. We're all going to be there, and it's going to be great. So, folks, we are of the Generation X variety. I'm talking me and Super D. And, you know, there's an article about our existential fear that was stimulated into reality with the death of Luke Perry. Now, I'll be honest. I never watched Beverly Hills 90210. I never got caught up in the hype. This doesn't make me better than anybody. I'm just saying.
You don't watch The Walking Dead either. So, whatever.
Take that with a grain of salt, right?
Go away.
It was not interesting to me. I was diving headlong in. I think, did that air in the 90s, that show? It's in the 90s?
Yeah, it was in. I'm pretty sure it was in the 90s.
I'll admit, I liked the show Friends. Remember, that was in the 90s.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely.
And so that was more of a fun show for me. It was light and silly and whatever. Right? But I don't know, the 90210 drama stuff, that just didn't intrigue me at all. But this Luke Perry guy was evidently part of that our generation, and he was a big part of a lot of people growing up and watching this show, and now he's died. At 52 years of age, and he said it was a massive stroke, apparently, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, why does this create an existential whatever? If for those that don't know that they have control over their future based on what they do or don't do, I think that it could be an existential dread, because now you see somebody you grew up with and it's like, wait, he's my age and he's gone.
Right.
But when it comes to vascular health, all of the things we talk about here, this is why I'm not going to engage in fear-mongering, except the acknowledgement that, yeah, if you eat the way maybe he ate, again, I don't know his diet, but I think he was a smoker. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he was a smoker. That, of course, is going to impact long-term on vascular health. And there are explanations as to why or how this could happen. Deficiencies of silica. Right? Vascular integrity, elasticity. So again, I'm going to take it obviously a completely different direction than this article went to in terms of existential dread of Gen Xers. What do you think, Super D?
Well, yeah, and I'll agree with you on that. Where this article, which I thought was interesting, takes it to another level, because they're saying that Gen X is having a midlife crisis, because when you look at things like, let's say, in government, and you look at people that are running the country and in Congress, you got a lot of baby boomers. And then everybody's focused now on these millennials that have just shown up, like Ocasio-Cortez and these freshmen, and they're kind of going, what happened to the Gen Xers here? How come we're not represented in anything here? Are we all still, like, you know, smoking weed and listening to rock and roll in our parents' basement? You know, what happened to us? And it's like we're not being represented anywhere.
Well, I think we're being represented very well right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I must say. And we don't discriminate against different generations. We try to help them all. The ones that need the most help right now might be the millennials, if they're adopting Ocasio-Cortez's vision of socialism and communism. But we're here for you when you're ready to wake up and see the reality that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, and that if you recognize, as we do, that the power to heal is ours, yours, mine, you don't want or need a government pharmaceutical media complex to do it for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.